This evening's council agenda includes three options to fill the vacant council seat. The council first heard an overview of the options at their February 12 meeting. On February 12, the councillors appointed Andrew Wannan as mayor, filling a vacancy created 13 months earlier in respect of a Superior Court of Ontario ruling that removed then-Mayor Chris Pattery from office. The vacancy remained for 12 months due to an agreement between all parties that the vacancy would not be filled until an appeal was heard. The appeal decision was not delivered until December 15. The three-justice divisional court panel rejected all eight of the appeal arguments. Wannan's appointment as mayor created a councillor's seat vacancy. At the February 12 meeting, citing the cost and time required, council was able to eliminate the by-election option to fill the councillor's seat and chose to move the decision for an appointment method forward to their next meeting, February 26. On February 26, opinions among the councillors about how to move forward were unusually mixed. Counts. Meryl Seidel commented, "I think we should discuss tonight, about which appointment we're going to do. I think we should discuss that tonight." Counts. Charles Flintoff spoke against a direct appointment. "I feel we shouldn't do it direct because that's just us, the council, picking somebody." Flintoff said he wanted to open it up to the public and then make our decision. Counts. Norman Mann, a council veteran of many years, said, "The councils that I've participated in have always selected from those that are eligible to sit on the list. That's where my comfort is. I think opening up beyond that again, I'd have to see some more information on the rationale to do that," Mann said. Historically, Elliot Lake has appointed runner-up candidates, in order as chosen by the voters. Counts. Rick Bull said, "I think the people on the candidates list decided last year, or the year before, that they wanted to make an impact on Elliot Lake, and ran for council. If we go to the open, aren't we saying to the people who that ran for council before, thank you, but we're going to look elsewhere?" Bull added, "I haven't made up my mind yet, but I think something should be said for that, for running in the first place." Counts. Luke Morissette also wanted to go to the 2022 election candidates list. "I also agree that we should go to the list of candidates that ran in the election last time. I think that would be a fair thing to do. And if nobody on that list wants to come forward, then maybe we could go beyond that. But I think that would be the only fair thing." A candidate runner-up, Helen Lefebvre, had presented earlier in the meeting, assuring council of her interest to sit on council. Some question about Lefebvre's standing were circulating in the community. The questions were subsequently cleared up by the municipal clerk. Newly appointed mayor, Andrew Wannan, said, "I see validity both ways. I see the power of tradition in following what's gone on before, but I do have a few comments. This certainly has not been a traditional council," he said. Morissette asked for a description of the process for a public open call. Clerk Bray advised, "There's not a defined process. If an ad goes into the paper, we would take applications." During subsequent discussions, the only certainty was uncertainty, and a desire to delay the decision. Mann asked, "For the community's sake, are we prepared to come back at our next council meeting and make a decision on the process? Lots of people are watching tonight. Tonight will be the third meeting where council hears options for an appointment to fill the council vacancy. A previous story including details about the options is here. The item will be discussed under 10. Unfinished business. Report from the Director of Clerks and Planning Services re. Method to fill vacancy on council. Council meeting, Monday, March 11, 7 p.m. at City Hall. Open to the public. Broadcast on Eastlink Cable Channel 11. Live streamed from the city website here.